Blog Talk Radio.
Into your presence, and you welcome us, oh God, and we can cry holy, we can cry holy unto you, God. Thank you, Father, for welcoming us. God, you told us to call upon you anytime, Father God, and bring all our cares and burdens and lay them before you, God. God, you loved us just that much, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you welcomes us, oh God, that you never turns your back on us, God. Help us, oh God, in every area that we fall short. We thank you that you are seated on the right hand, making intercession for us. We thank you that there is no God beside you. We thank you, Lord God, for you are perfect in all your ways. We thank you, Lord God, that you made us victorious, oh God. Through you, God, we are victorious. Father, we do. Oh, Father God, come tonight, Lord, lifting up our communities, our nation, our government, and our local and national government, God. God, we are asking you to look on all our officials. Oh, Father God, that's Father God that runs our country, but God, we put you in ahead of everything, oh God, because we know, God, that you are in charge of everything. We know that you knows everything, and God, we know your eye sees everything. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know, God, that you are working everything out for our good. God, that you won't withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you tonight. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, God, because you told us to come into your presence with thanksgiving and praise unto your name. Oh, Father, God, praise your name. Praise your name. Oh, you are worthy. You're worthy to be praised and adored. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, Lord, keep us from all harm, all danger. Oh, Father God, oh, praise your name. And, oh, Father, when you get ready to call us home, God, we pray, God, you will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now come and let me make you ruler over many. God, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear that clarion call one day, God. Oh, God, when we can look up on your face, oh, God, and everything down here will be over. It will always be howdy, 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 and never goodbye. We will sing and shout, oh, that glorious time. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Oh, great God. Great God is he. Praise God. How great he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where you are listening to Minister Vivian tonight, coming to you in behalf of Minister Janice. She's not here tonight. This is Victorious Living. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we do still come to praise the Lord and to give him glory. Praise God. Oh, it's wonderful to know that we can live victoriously in him. Praise God. In him, we are victorious. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, thank you. Praise God. And in him, we seek the kingdom. We seek kingdom. We seek the kingdom of God. The word said, but seek ye first the kingdom of his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And that's in Matthew 6:33. Praise God. Citizen of my kingdom. I have already transferred your citizenship from the world kingdom to my kingdom. Isn't that wonderful? We've already been transferred. God has paid an awesome price. The world kingdom is limited to the boundaries of time and space and senses. But my kingdom has no limits. Isn't God awesome? Isn't God awesome? No boundaries imposed by geographic. No restraints dedicated by time. No infinite apprehensions of truth narrowly defined by sense knowledge. You are now citizens and inhabitants of the kingdom of power and eternity. The riches of my kingdom are at your disposal. Seek the kingdom. Study the landscape. Learn the governing principles. Become acquainted with the natural resources so that you can make full use of your citizenship. Isn't that awesome? God say, the title tonight is Seek the Kingdom. Seek the kingdom. Praise God. And his righteousness and all these other things will be added unto us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Seek the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to look at a couple of verses tonight. Praise God. And the first one is going to be Luke chapter 12 and 32. And it reads as thus, fear not, little flock. Oh, look at God. He's looking at us, oh, so tenderly, and saying, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's his good pleasure. It's his good pleasure. Isn't that wonderful? God is expressing his tender love for us, for his sheep. As we seek his face, we are entering into his kingdom, his care, his loving care. Praise God. Oh, but a lot of us don't know how to enter. Enter the kingdom. He just wants us to look to him and believe upon him. Praise God. Praise God. Well, let's look at Colossians. Praise God. Hallelujah. Colossians 1 and 13 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. We've been translated. God is letting us know. He has rescued us by his strong arm as a mighty conqueror. made possible by the cross. God has loved us with an awesome, awesome love that we can't even explain. It is too much for us to explain by dying on the cross for our sins. He has taken on himself. He thought it robbery to take it on himself. Our sin has been taken care of before we were ever born, because he knew us before we were ever born. God knew us. Our sins was taken care of long time ago. He knew us. Praise God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Such a wonderful God that would die for our sin that we may live. Praise God. And then he won't give up on us. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture. This is so rich. This is so pure. How God has taken care. Jesus Christ, God's Son, has taken care of everything for us. He told us to enjoy the fruit of our labor. Oh, he has taken care of all our sins. Once we come to him, we are in him and he's in us. He lives in us. Praise God. Ephesians, praise God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, praise God. Let's read that. Praise God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. Oh, my God, the spiritual blessings. Once we have entered in with Christ, we have the spiritual blessings. God is blessing us every day. Every day, God is blessing us as we are alive in Christ. We are alive in Christ. Oh, praise God. We are no more sinners. We are dead to sin. Praise God. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The divine blessing has its ground and reasons in Christ. It is by reason of our living, our being in him, which was brought about by the cross of Christ. We are living in him. Praise God. We are spiritual beings. Praise God. And the blessings of the Lord maketh rich for us. Praise God. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, like I said before, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinated us from the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will. Praise God. Praise God. He has made us accepted in the beloved in Christ. Praise God. You ought to jump and shout. God has done a great, great thing for us. He has adopted us as his dear children, and he has put his spiritual blessings in us, and now he has adopted us in Christ. Oh, my God, wonderful God, wonderful God, awesome God. Who can do it like him? Who can do for us like him? There is on this earth, no man can do what God can. God empowers man, us. Oh, praise God. What a wonderful God. Praise God. Another scripture is Ephesians, praise God, 2:1, praise God. Let's read that. 2:1 through. We'll go on down through the chapter. And you has he quickened, praise God. We're just talking about living victoriously, living in the kingdom. Oh, praise God, this is awesome. Look what he said. And you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. See, there was one time your mind, you couldn't think upon the things of the Lord. There was one time that your mind had so much confusion in it, so much devilment, so much that you wanted to do what the world wanted to do. So much. There were times that you just didn't even want to hear God's word. There were times you didn't want to hear anybody talk about the word of God. But look what God has done. Look what he has done. Praise God. Hallelujah. You wanted to walk according to the world, but it wasn't his desire. Praise God. You wanted to fulfill the lust of the flesh, the lust of the mind. You know, many things goes through our mind during the day. But thank God, we can put this mind under subjection and pull down those things that are in high places, those things that are attacking us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, oh, God. But listen, let's go on. But God, who is rich in mercy, who is rich in mercy, his mercy comes by the means of the cross. Praise God. Who is rich. Oh my God, I love it. Who is rich in mercy. For his great love wherewith he loved us. His great love. The love shown at Calvary's cross. His great love is the one that has, oh Lord God, thank you. Praise God. His great love, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. He brought us into him, or into the kingdom of God. This new life is imparted to us through the identification with Christ in his death and resurrection. It's by grace you are saved. Praise God. It's by grace you are saved. Grace is made possible solely by the cross of Christ and comes to us in an uninterrupted flow as we ever make the cross of Christ our faith. We must keep the faith. We can't give up. God tells us, have faith in God. Have faith, praise God, and don't give up. We have the cross. We have faith in Jesus that he's going to take us, praise God. He has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has raised us up. That's why I said earlier, no man can help you to bring you into that place with Christ. God has done it all. God is doing it all for us, has done it all. Whatever you stand in need of, God's got it. God's got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's got it. I want you to know tonight, nothing that you face, nothing that you can encounter that God don't know about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he is the one has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace. See, God got a timing. Oh, praise God. He's going to present the believer. Praise God. In the golden age of always the future and never the past. Praise God. In his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ, God is able to show us kindness only through the cross. The Bible student must realize that the cross is the oldest doctrine in the Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are victorious through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. All he, God, all God. See, we have to keep that in our mind. That's how we are victorious over the enemy. Praise God. Praise God. 1 Peter 18 through 20 says, praise God. 1 Peter, praise God. 1 Peter 1, chapter 1, praise God. 18 through 20 says, praise, hallelujah. For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, it was nothing, no sin found in him, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers. It wasn't by any of that. We are redeemed by the cross, but with the blood, precious blood of Christ, as of lamb without blemish and without spot. That's what I want you to see. That's what makes us who we are and perfect in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest these last times for you. Praise God. God has always been there for us. Isn't that awesome? Someone that has been there always for you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's a love that we cannot explain. That's a love that is beyond our comprehension. Someone that can love us, that will never leave us. I don't know what you may be going through tonight, but God, I want you to know that he's always there. You may be going through a sickness, or you may have lost a loved one in mourning. But God said there is a time for everything under the sun. There is a timing. And he wants you to moan, then he wants you to not to moan. He wants you to hurt, but he also wants you to know he's the healer. He wants you to bring it to him. He don't want you to hold on to that thing. He wants to be your God. He wants to be your deliverer. He wants you to know. See, God is trying to get our attention. He's trying to get our attention and let us know who truly we are to him. Praise God. He's more than just someone far off that you never seen. But he's right. He left his spirit here. And it's living on the inside of us, helping us, urging us along the way. Well, you may say, why do we have these trials and tribulations? To draw us closer to him. Because if he just let us go on our merry way, we will get in everything and we'll be hurt in ways that's unhealable. But he is there. He's there. He's there to take us through everything that we face in life. That's why he's an all-knowing God. Praise God. He said, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Let's go to that scripture. Matthew 6:22. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word is so rich tonight. Praise God. The word is so rich. I love it when the word is so rich. This is making God, God is making himself so real, so real. 6:33 says, praise God, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day of the evil thereof. God got everything in control. So you don't have to worry about tomorrow and what it's going to bring. You don't have to worry what you're going to eat, what you're going to put on. God is a supplier. Praise God. You just have to look to Jesus. He has loved you. No love greater, no love higher, no love lower, no love wider than the love of Jesus. Call upon him and enter into his presence. Just enter into his presence as often as you can and seek his face. That's what God requires of us. Just say, Lord, I want to hear you. Lord, speak to me. Be sincere with God and seek the kingdom. Praise God and his righteousness. And he said all these things. Praise God. I love that. And all these things. Praise God. Whatever you're seeking God for. Praise God. He has loved you and he won't give up on you. He's right there. Waiting on you, urging you, nudging you, and taking you from glory to glory to glory. Praise God. Victorious living is living in Christ in the kingdom. Living in faith, in joy, in the joy and the grace that he gives. Praise God. The grace that he gives. That grace, a measure every day, is given to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just think about it. A measure of grace is given to you every day. Well, I'm going to have to go, but Minister Janice will be back here next week. May the Lord he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. Be sure to listen to God's Favorites on Sunday for 7 p.m. or Sunday night, and I'll be there with you on Sunday night, encouraging you in the Word. God said we are to encourage each other in the Word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to be lifting up one another, praying for one another. Praise God. Oh, this is kingdom building. Praise God. And we should be in love with it because God loves us so much. Praise God. There is no other God. Seek the kingdom. Seek the kingdom while he yet can be found. Praise God. Praise God. We love you. We are glad that we can come on here and encourage you. as often as we can. Have a good night and a good week. God bless you now. Bye-bye.